So hi, welcome to the Grownites Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
I'm Lotus.
And we're asking some questions to say about his upcoming album, Nosebleeder. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to the announcement so far?
I'm stoked. I feel like it's definitely like... It's been a while. So... we took a lot of time on this one. So I don't know. I'm really stoked. Been sitting on a few songs for a bit. I don't know. I'm stoked to tour it.
Hell yeah. Stoked that this one is finally coming out because it's incredible, and I know it's been a minute since the last record.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
And these songs just feel like more fun. Like it was getting even more fun and more fun, and now these feel like the most fun. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really awesome.
Hell yeah.
Album's fucking killer. I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been patiently waiting because Nick actually hit us up at the top of the year and was like, he's going to be dropping an album like this year. And then the timeline kept shifting and shit. So I'm glad we're finally doing this now and that it's rolling out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Same. I didn't realize how long it had been, actually. I think in the process of us making it, because we were like doing like little tours and stuff, like random like stuff going on. And then... Mike Pepe, the guy that I did a lot of the album with, he was like, you know how long we've been working on this? And then we started counting up. I was like, there's no way it's been that long. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, we have to put it out tomorrow.
What? Can you kind of give a little bit of the timeline? Like how long, like, is there like a start month / year and then like the end date for you?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to fuck this one up.
All good.
Awesome.
But I want to say, oh, this feels bad even saying it. I want to say that we like started this like 2 years ago.
No.
I want to say I'm not completely sure. Like I know Mike Pepe knows exactly when we started this because I was like working on stuff and I was just making random things. And like with like, you know, like we tend to like, I guess from the world that I'm in and the whole music shit, like we tend to like work with like hella different producers like at different times and then just like put it all together and here's my album. Mm-hmm. And like the last album I did with Feldman was the first like consistent, you know, like one person working on the album thing. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of just going back to doing that. And I was like working on random stuff and I had been making random songs. And then I got in this pocket with like, with Mike Pepe and Joe Pepe. And I was like, let's just do the whole album here. And like, we started cutting all those songs and then like tour happened. And then I don't know if I ever talked about this, but I, like when I was younger, I like fucked up my back really bad. Mm-hmm. And like I was working like a warehouse and while I was on the Error Boy tour, I did a front flip into a fountain and it like the little spigot thing on the little fountain like stabbed me in the back and like fucked up my back even more. But I was like, God. I'm like partying, I'm on tour, so I didn't really feel it until after tour and I got like stuck like at one point I was in so much pain my back was like killing me and I was just like stuck for a while and then I was in Canada and then I came back and moving around, just so many different things are like happening. Mm-hmm. And so I would do like a little bit of sessions and then in that process we were like, dude, it's been a while. And then mm-hmm. in my head I was like, oh, we started this album like this year, and they're like, no, we need to finish it. We quickly wrapped it up once I realized that. I was like, oh yeah, let's like prioritize the album and finish that.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily like writing block or having issues with like the music. It was life.
No,
just happened.
It was like literally scheduling and like being at different locations. Like I was doing a bunch of different stuff everywhere, and mm-hmm. then like, oh yeah, let's like finish this album when you're in town. Oh yeah, let's finish this when you're in town.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It's just like all over the place.
It's crazy.
I'm glad it has a date now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So is
we
there any
like,
meaning?
We like pull it off and then we just like wait another year.
Do not do that.
Don't do that shit.
Don't you fucking dare. Oh my God. So is there any meaning behind the album title or cover art?
So I don't know. I guess, yeah. I was just more thinking it was like there is, but it's like the idea of Nosebleeder is like just overall like just being drained of like everything because of everything. Like, and I think the album, like each song kind of talks about like different scenarios, like, that anybody, and I always try to write on a way that, like, multiple people can relate and like make up these like stories and like whatever. So like I wanted to like kind of just make an overall thing of like just like life draining you, like whether it's like partying, drugs, relationships, friends, your environment, like in work or like just where you live, like whatever it is, or like in your head, sometimes just in your fucking head at all, like you don't really know like where all it can come from, and there's so many different like places it's coming from, but like at some point you're just like kind of being drained of like all you got, and you're like, fuck, like life is crazy and it's real and it's hard and it's real hard. So I kind of wanted to just like make something that overall just like kind of represented that kind of battle with life, whatever.
And I think that ties into what we were just talking about how, it took it took you 2 years to complete the record because you had so much going on in life. So I think
So
that
many
title is very
different
fitting.
things going on.
Absolutely.
So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the album?
Writing process, it was so we got in this pocket, me, Mike, and Joe Pepe. We like we would go into these songs thinking of like, I guess just like playing. Okay, we would go into the songs kind of like jamming around with like little things, and then somebody hears something like someone hears something they like, and then we're like, yo, like let's play with that, and just like start riffing off like just like guitar loop, and then I'd start like coming up with something that I really liked, and then we'd start building from there, and then it just turned into like what it was. Like we didn't really have like what do you call it? A goal, I guess is the word. We didn't really have like a something we're like really aiming for. We're just like, let's make cool shit. You know, like something that we would something that I the only goal is like something that I would actually enjoy listening to, as opposed to like what do people want to hear? You know, like it's like would I jam this? Like would I fucking put this on my car? I wanted to make something like that and something that I would enjoy performing. And I think we definitely did that, because like all the songs I feel like very emotionally connected to. And that's like the biggest part for me, like especially live, is like that rawness or whatever the fuck it is, and then just being fun.
So it was the three of you guys like writing on the record and working on it together. There are a lot of features on the record. Did any of those help write on their respective songs, or was it just like everybody came in, sang the part that was given to them, and
So there was, I guess it was all like situation by situation, but like there were some songs that were already finished, and I was like, I'd written them with like the idea to finish it, but I would like leave an open because I had someone in mind, and I was like, oh, maybe they want to do this, maybe they won't, like whatever. And like just kind of going back and forth, and then we would get in the studio, and if they like fucked with it, I'm like, I want you to do what you want to do, like I want you to make it you, like whatever you hear here, whatever you hear on this song, like whatever it is to you, just do your thing. And there were some situations where we were like riding together and we're vibing off like, oh, like I like how this sounds, whatever. So it's very like collaborative. I don't think there was anything, any features that were, we were all pretty involved in those features. Trying to remember exactly each one. Yeah, all of them were pretty involved. Like we were all just like jamming out, riding together, hanging out. It was more like just hangouts. And we just made cool shit.
That's awesome. I love that.
Fuck
I
yeah,
always
that's good to
prefer
hear.
like hearing from artists that the features were collaborative versus like, here's your part, now you sing it,
Same for
Well, it
Lynch.
was like the song was like done and stuff like that, but like there was like it was everybody on that part, like kind of like
Just the
writing
vibe.
it together and like
Yeah,
Oh
absolutely.
So what song off this album took longest to write, and which one is your personal favorite?
yeah. That's another hard one, because some, like, I would say the song that took the longest to write was only because I wrote it so early, and then I was like, oh, we're not gonna use it. And I was like, I'll write like a hook, or like I'll write a verse that I like, but then I'm like kind of like tripped out, and I'm like, oh, let's try something else, and I'll like leave that and forget about it. and start working on something else. And then someone's like, yo, we still have this thing that you like wrote. Like, do you want to finish that song? And I'm like, holy shit, let's finish it. And then we like come back to it and I finish it. And technically that would be like the longest. But Shooting Star probably took the longest just because I wrote it a long time, like early in, and then later on decided to finish it.
Okay, so there weren't any songs that were just hard to crack. It was just forgetfulness.
Yeah, it was like either we get to it and we like, knock this song out. I think Blame Me for Everything actually was the fastest one that we were, that was just like, boom, we're done. We got it. We like, that's, that was a quick session. And then we had it finished, and then I was hanging out with Maude, and I was like, I really want you on the song. Like, this is it, it's finished, but like, I'll take my shit out and we can like go in there and write stuff. And he's like, I'm so, he's like, I'm down, I'm down. But like the whole writing of it beforehand was like pretty quick. That one just like came really naturally. It was a vibe.
And what about Shooting Star spoke to you to like kind of come back to that one?
Shooting Star was like a really like special song. That was actually about like a experience I had on a beach. And then I was always like, I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna finish it. And then like I just never did because I was so like, I think I also knew like I could easily finish that one, but I wanted to prioritize the ones that I think needed the most like work because that one was mostly like true. Like the other ones where I have to think, I'm like, let's make up the scenario. Like, what if guy meets this person and this happens and then we go there? And I really start thinking like how we can get these things across. Those take more work. When I'm trying to like, I think of them as like a movie because I'm like, okay, like, and now this character is whatever.
I got you.
So Shooting Star just took, I kind of knew I could finish that like nothing and just go back and just sing my heart out really, and it would come naturally. So I think that one just took that long for that reason.
Fair enough. And your favorite off the album?
Man, it's a tie between like three of them. I would say like, Blame Me for Everything, Missouri, and Shooting Star. But then again, like I haven't played those live, and I played Stockholm Syndrome live while we were in Belgium, and that was like such a sick like that was like the like the check for me that was like yo, this is like this album is correct. Like, this is right. This is what you're supposed to be doing because it was fun. Nobody knew the fucker, like, who I'm sure no one really knew who we were at that festival. And it was just fun to listen to. Like, like, whether you know the words or not, whatever, it was just a bop. And like, everyone's jumping, everyone's getting down, everyone's having fun. And that was a sick, like, I guess if, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say. That was a sick confirmation for me. There we go.
Affirming for you.
Exactly.
I did
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And that's one of my favorites off the record. That fucking song goes crazy.
Yeah, that one's really fun. But then also, what a time to be alive, because that one's just so raw and honest for me. Like, I really relate to that one on all aspects. And like, I think I was just like really just like I was just spitting facts on that song, and I was like, you can't deny any of this is the truth. So I really like that one. But
Awesome.
So how'd the track list of the album come about? Did you write the opener be the opener, closer be the closer? Did shuffle around and see what fits? What was that process like?
I think there was like an order sent to me of what everybody thought they would like, and then me and my homie Saatchi Six, like, we were sitting around. I was like, I need your help because like I've been listening to these songs too long. You tell me. But I knew I wanted to end with Shooting Star. I knew I wanted to end with Shooting Star. And because that one just like I felt like even like for a live set, I was like, yo, that's a perfect closer. Like just in general, that's a nice little like kiss goodbye type song. So I knew I wanted that. I was like, no matter what, we're ending with that. But like, let's listen to these. And Saatchi was like, I think we should do this, we should do that. I think whatever, and I was like, all right, let's do it. And then I think there's probably like one or two tweaks, and then we move on with that.
Fair enough. Very
Awesome.
simple. Love
Simple.
it.
So would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this record?
Ooh, I don't know, I was partying.
Yeah.
This was, that's a, I mean, we were going in the studio and we were just having fun. Like, we were like, if we got stuck, it was like we go take a break and go watch like a football game. Like,
Yeah.
there were days where like we'd show up and I'd be like, man, like I wanted to come to the studio today, but we're just gonna go hang out somewhere. I'm like, fuck
Yeah.
it. And then like I gathered us all here today just so we could like leave the studio. And then
Yeah.
everyone's like, all right, well, it's your time, like whatever, like let's go. And we
Yeah.
go watch like Cowboys game or something like that. So it's really just like if you're feeling it, feel it. If it's there was nothing forced, it was kind of just fun. And pulling from like different experiences, pulling from different feelings. I like also had a bunch of like homies in the room like helping write and like hang out and like curate a vibe and like so it was just, yeah, it was just a cool like little powwow music
Okay.
making.
So
Yeah, I wouldn't say there wasn't really like a plan with this. Like there was never a plan, and that's what I think I love the most, because I think I just do things in general and in life like just off a whim. If you feel it, you feel it. If you don't, you don't. And I think that's the only way that I can really like bring myself to commit to something if there's like no rules.
That makes sense.
Gotcha. Okay, because my follow-up question was going to be, so you didn't have a deadline at all for this record. It was just kind of like whenever it happens, it happens.
If there was one, I missed it.
Yeah.
I was
Yeah.
like, see you next year.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm actually not sure if there was a deadline. I think it was just, I actually don't think there was a deadline. I think it was just like, label checking in, just like, how's it going? Like, is everything good? Is like, do you want to try this? Do you want to try that? Do you want to get in with this person? Because also I ended up doing a few days with Matt Malpass, and he did four of the songs on there, and he did What a Time to Be Alive. And like, like those sessions, it was like I spent a lot of time over at Mike Pepe's, and then like towards the end of the album is where I went over it, and I was at Matt Malpass's. And like even then it was just that at that point I think that was like, when are we gonna get these last few finished,
Yeah.
type thing. But there was never really like deadline. It's just like, well, if you don't by this time, then that means this is gonna be moot.
Fair enough.
Gotcha.
But
Okay.
I think I did miss a few deadlines, actually. I
It
don't
doesn't
know.
matter. It doesn't matter.
But so you prefer to just like, because a lot of artists we talk to, it's like I gotta have a deadline because I'll go crazy and I'll just keep working on it. You're just the kind of artist, it's like, I don't need a deadline. Like you kind of know when it's time to stop an album.
Yeah, like if I had a deadline, like it would never get done for me. It's
Really?
a
Yeah.
complete, it would never get done. Like I think I'm too, like my brain is too like rebellious to like be like, I'm not doing this because like I have to, not because I feel it, it's because I have to. It's like hanging over my head.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then it takes the fun out of everything. And I'm such an emotionally led person that like I don't think that like a deadline is ever a good idea on me. It's really the opposite thing. It's like
Yeah. That makes
working
sense.
backward.
Yeah,
We'd be
makes
here
sense.
for another year.
Fair
For
enough.
sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So how do you recommend your fans to listen to this album for the first time? Should you in the car with friends in dark with headphones on? Is a workout album, party album? What do you personally recommend?
Oh no, I actually haven't thought about that. I feel like there's certain songs like that are like certain vibes. Like it's definitely like the fucking, like motivational push through it type stuff. And then there's also like the sappy stuff. And then there's like, but I think it, I just, I didn't really, I didn't think about that. I feel like you could still, in the car, I feel like in the car, you can just like go driving and shit, and all those feelings and thoughts or whatever start hitting because you got so much, you don't have to do anything but drive.
Yeah.
Or, so I always listen really well if I'm like in a car.
Absolutely.
But yeah, don't listen to it in the dark.
All
Oh.
right.
Fuck. Okay, I
Yeah.
fucked up on that
Yeah.
one. My bad.
And I would argue maybe it is a party record, because you said like the whole recording process was basically one big party.
It does feel like, it feels like whenever, I think it definitely feels like whenever you're at emo night or something, like, or at a party where it's like all like the bands that make the music hanging out and you're jamming like your favorite old like emo bands or old like whatever bands, and everyone knows the words, and that it's like definitely that like nostalgic vibe, in the way that we used to party. I remember the way we used to party and then the way we party now, and it was very like hometown party vibes, and someone's living room and you're just someone's blasting like Bring Me the Horizon or something like that, and then it immediately switches to like Forever the Sickest Kids. I think that's definitely the vibe of it.
Right. Sure.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your head. I want you to describe this album for new listeners in three words. No more, no less.
Hell yeah, daddy. I don't know. I don't know why that's what I thought of.
That's the first thing.
Yeah, I'm like staring at a picture of Jimi Hendrix right now, and I could just think, hell yeah, daddy.
You want to
Let's can I get a redo?
that in? Absolutely.
Totally.
No, I'll lock that in. I'll lock that in.
After
I'll lock that in.
reconsideration,
We'll take
yeah,
it. We'll take
that
it.
was a good one. I snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the album?
Just like the rawness, just like it's real. Like that's real. That's honest. That's true. Like that. Like I mostly want people to just like be able to relate in some way, even if it's in the smallest way. And like I only said one thing in that one song that you relate to, but it's like, oh damn, it's that one thing that like I didn't think anybody else feels, but I feel that sometimes too, you know.
Sure.
I was like watching a TikToker. I was like talking about I was watching TikTok.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, TikTok.
The biggest social media app in the world.
Yeah,
People
no
use
way. Gonna get you. So I was watching this TikTok and it was like talking about like put your finger down. God, I hate myself right now. Fuck. It's like put your finger down if like you do this. And it's like those things that like no that you don't think anybody else does. And then you're like, holy shit, like I do that. Like how do they know that, you know, that's a thing? And like it's like you end up checking off all five of them. And I was like, wait, those are like really random, like out there things that I didn't think anybody else like would talk about or think about. And I just hope that there's like one or two of those in this album for like somebody that they're like, oh shit, like I didn't think anybody like would get that thing or say that thing or whatever it is.
I gotcha. Yeah, those put a finger down challenges always go right for the jugular. They're going for you. They're a little too personal. The for you page is a little bit too for me, you know?
And that's how I feel about like that about What a Time to Be Alive. I feel like that's my put a finger down song for sure.
So for this question, I want you to picture you're on tour, you're at a gas station for a rest stop. What is your snack of choice?
I don't know if this counts as a snack, but dude, I have been drinking Red Bulls like no other. But probably like a Red Bull and a honey bun. That sounds so bad, but
Ooh.
I like Red Bulls and I like honey buns.
All
My
right.
teeth are hurting just thinking of that combo, but
Yeah, that's definitely the vibe right now.
Yeah.
I fuck
Hurting
with it
teeth.
though. Yeah. So on the topic of food, if the project was a dish, what dish would the project be and why?
Now that I'm thinking about food, I don't know foods. Something that has a lot of stuff.
A lot of
Like,
stuff.
yeah.
Like a stir fry or something like that.
Yum.
Yo, it would be like one of those goth McDonald's, goth McDonald's like meals or something like that. That's
Goth
what it would be.
McDonald's meals?
Yeah, do you know about that?
No, what are you talking about?
There's like a McDonald's that makes all their food is just like black and like black fry. Is it in a black fries, right? Do you know about this?
Shane, do you don't.
I have no idea. I think the closest thing I've seen to like goth fast food is like when Burger King did the black buns for Spider-Man.
Am
Was
I
red
lying right
buns.
now? I swear to God, there's like a goth McDonald's, and it's like even the McDonald's is like a freaking like weird
Oh
cathedral
shit.
looking thing.
Oh, it's AI. Are you talking about this? Because this is
Is that
AI.
fake?
It's
God damn
A.
it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's
Well,
fake. There is a goth
he's bringing it to
McDonald's though.
life. I
There's
thought that this was a thing where it was like all. Wait, is it in Japan?
it's God, where is this? Oh my God, it's like a fucking castle. What the fuck?
Yeah, it looks like a castle.
Where the fuck is this? Holy shit, this is what it is. This is the
Yeah.
McDonald's. It's barely
And I would
focused, but
imagine it would be like matte black fries, like matte black burger, yeah, something like that.
All right.
That's gonna be the little Lotus meal, actually.
That would be. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd
All
be
right. It'd
cool as hell.
be McChicken, all black McChicken, all
Okay.
black fries.
Okay.
And a Red Bull.
And a Red Bull.
Sounds
Hell
good.
yeah. Hell yeah.
And for the last couple questions, we're gonna shift completely away from music and go straight to death row.
Boom.
So if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
I really, really, really love it's either I'm either eating church's chicken with sweet tea or and that's just the Texas in me. So shout out church's chicken. Or some nice ramen, not too spicy.
That's good.
That's good as hell.
Oh yeah.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And
One or the
are
other.
you washing it down with a Red Bull? That seems to be the theme here.
I would wash it down. I mean, if I'm going to death row, I'm washing it down with a nice Jack and Coke. All
Yeah.
right, fair
Yeah.
enough.
And if you could live in one fictional world for a week, where would you live?
Not to be one of those guys, I don't know if Hollow Earth is a real thing, but I'm chilling in Hollow Earth with King Kong.
Oh, damn right. That
That'd
shit,
be
we've never
really
gotten that
sick.
before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
That'd be really fire. I
Yeah.
don't know. I hope that's real.
Yeah.
I was always saying if like that whole Antarctica shit where they're like, oh, you can't go there. If there was like a chance to go and if you jump and you land in Hollow Earth, but no one knows whether you made it or not, I'm taking that chance.
Really?
Yeah, I'm jumping. Like just to be like, what? Like if it was imagine if it was real.
Then it's like you don't know what type of ecosystems down there. You could be like killed immediately.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to fucking rain on your parade. It might be fucking beautiful down there with like
That's
food and
true.
shit.
I don't know. I watched a lot of documentaries. I think it's real.
Hey man,
Right.
that's cool as hell. It might be.
Yeah.
Might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be super sick. I hope King Kong or something of that mass is
Yeah.
real. Just like have like a best friend that's like that big. Man, that'd be so sick.
It'd be
You just
pretty
pick me
cool. It'd
up
be pretty fucking
I
cool.
was just about to say it could fucking carry you
Yeah,
around
just
and shit.
pick me up. Like I could, bro, we're going anywhere.
Literally, yeah. And you're also like that person. You're like, oh, that's the guy who's fucking friends with King Kong. Like, it's cool as
Yeah. We
fuck.
like talk and shit.
Yeah, we're
Exactly.
boys. Yeah.
Somehow, but yeah.
I'll say.
Yeah, it'd be fucking cool.
And I have the honor of asking the last question. Every single person that we've spoken to have said that it is the most important question. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color, man, it's like change. I used to be really obsessed with seafoam green.
Oh.
And now I think it's like more of like a burgundy, but really dark burgundy where it's like almost like black, almost like a little more red black. But like just that real deep burgundy.
That's
Hell yeah.
good. Hell
Those
yeah.
are my two moods, like seafoam green tumbler bitch or like burgundy fucking dark ass vampire shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking love it. Love it.
Yeah.
So as I said, that's all the questions we have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
We're going on tour. It's I think when does this come out?
Closer to the record.
Okay. I think we'll already be on tour and we will all already have announced East Coast dates, which everybody has been asking about. So you got your East Coast dates and yeah, we're just going all over US and A.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, we're going on tour with in her own words, Saatchi 6 and London Mars on one run, and then we're going out with Make Out and Saatchi 6. Yeah, again.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's
Yeah.
sick.
Fucking love
And
Make Out.
then,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, this is my first time I'm gonna meet any of these guys, so we're gonna have a fun tour.
Holy shit, we spoke to one of them like, oh my God, was that like
A
2 years ago?
while ago.
So sweet. So
Hell yeah.
great. Yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
Should be
Good.
fun.
Should be.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you for sounds. It's been Little Lotus, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.